There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I'm John Batchelor with Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and Bill Rojo, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Russia, not Ukraine, but Russia looks to be dominant here. These are many of the absolute demands they've had from the beginning. So, Mr. Ambassador, I come to you. As Russia get big smiles now wherever it travels? Niger, for example, or Burkina Faso, or in the Central Asian states, such as Uzbekistan, are all of a sudden Russian diplomats given credit that they didn't have before this Russian prevailing?
Look, I mean, if Russia comes out of it well, yes, the impression that Russia is no longer a global player will end. But it will not endear Russia to too many countries. There is an inherent suspicion of the Russians. They extract much more than they give. In Africa, maybe there might be a demand for Russian mercenaries for civil wars once again, because they will be now free. Instead of having to fight in Ukraine, they will be free to fight in other parts of the world. But other than that, I think it doesn't really affect Russia as much as it affects America. I think that the impression that the Americans are not the kind of ally that rides to help you win freedom, as it did in Kuwait. That was one of the big moments, as it did in the Second World War or the First World War. That's no longer the case, and therefore everybody has to think. If I were just projecting towards the future, I think that we will see the armaments industries in other countries expanding. We will see more research and development in Europe and every other country. I mean, look at how in the India-Pakistan conflict recently, Pakistan used exclusively Chinese weapon systems and did okay. And so I think that there is a bigger picture thing developing here. This is just the microcosm of what we are about to see in the world, which is a total realignment of the post-Second World War order, in which the United States was leader of the free world, B, one of the two superpowers, and later on the only superpower. And I think that is about to change.
Bill, the secretaries of state and foreign ministers are meeting in an emergency session yesterday and today and tomorrow. There's going to be a new number 19 peace plan, we're told, although this story keeps changing. I mean, it's up to date. How do you count the proposals? Well, there's 28 points or 19 points. I go to this story. Is this a win for Pyongyang or Tehran? For everybody who's allied with the axis of evil, are they going to take this and say to their stooges, their client states, we're on top and the U.S. is running away?
Yeah, and before I touch on that, I think the problem that this is a problem the U.S. is making, and one we didn't have to expose ourselves to. The U.S. support for Ukraine at the onset set unrealistic expectations. It set us, you know, we projected ourselves as the defender of democracy, but this was probably a case where we should have assessed that we were never going to win. And that's a mistake. And that sets the perception to the rest of the world, as Hussein has perfectly outlined. This is certainly a win for China, certainly a win for the access of aggressors, North Korea, Iran, all you know, China, they're all going to win because U.S. is weakened in the perceptions of the international community. We've expended a lot of blood and treasure, or not blood in this case, a lot of treasure and and influence for essentially what is going to be perceived as a loss. But in some ways, I also think that the continuation of the war between Russia and Ukraine helps countries like China and North Korea and Iran, because Russia in some ways became dependent on them for support. It created innovation, like the Iranians providing the Shahed drones to the Russians, and then the Russians turn around and provide help to make the factories. So in some ways, that may go away. We'll see if the fighting does indeed end. But in some other ways, it does allow Russia, as Hussein mentioned, to focus some of their efforts. Let's say in the case of Iran, maybe the Russians decide to double down and help Iran rebuild its air defense systems and nuclear program, which they're doing in some way, smaller ways. But the Russians will have more resources to focus on helping Iran restore its infrastructure.
Mr. Ambassador, let's be very specific. Delhi, Islamabad are both watching, and they've been adversaries most recently. The U.S. stepped in and intervened for the moment. However, they're reading this news and a 28-point plan, 19-point plan. It looks like the No Limits partnership with China is working out just fine for the Eurasian giant. Are they in a position now to alter their attitude towards Beijing, or are they going to remain as they are, Pakistan finding favor in Beijing, Delhi not?
I think that position will not necessarily change. I think that India's willingness to continue to depend on Russian armaments will probably endure as a result. Any Russian defeat or setback, and I agree with Bill that may not have been possible in any case. Maybe the overall war aims when it all started were wrongly set. But then I think that that's also a long track record of the U.S. doing that in the beginning, going all in, putting in a lot more resources, throwing money at the problem, and then eventually realizing that what it had set out to do just could not be done. And so therefore pulling out. In case of India, Pakistan, I think that Pakistan will continue its friendship and closeness with China while engaging the U.S. and others. The Indians will probably say maybe being close to Russia is not all that bad.
Hussein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, keeps the Long War Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. These are the early hours of the peace plan. It will continue to change. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.